long would God be trustworthy if he didn't keep his word? Worse, what kind of righteous king would he be if he was only reliable most of the time, or if his promises were not yes, but merely probably? Of course, that is not true of him in the slightest, but let's play what if for a moment. Can you imagine how some of his promises would sound if he were not consistent and repeatable? Let's plug in words of fluctuating reliability in place of the ultimate words God uses. Psalm 50 and 15. Call upon me at the time of your trouble. I might deliver you, and you, more or less, will glorify me. Can you imagine the tragedy that would follow that lame restatement of God's promise? How would it go with you if, while you were sinking at sea in a terrible storm, your rescuer, if they were in a good mood, would help you to safety? That would be terrible. And how much less do you appear to those who depend on you when you make similar conditional statements? Or, let's do this one, Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord God is pretty much upon me, because the Lord has probably anointed me to preach some good tidings to the poor. Maybe he will send me to heal the brokenhearted, in so many words, passively make mention of liberty to the captives. And I think it might be a good time to open the prison to those who are sort of bound. Our marital commitments are often acted out just like that sounds. It may not be what was intended at first, but many seem to rethink their vows to eventually becoming unreliable. Is that who God has called us to be? Sounds real attractive, doesn't it? The promises of men sound like that, but God says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us." Let's play what if with John 8:36. "Therefore, if the Son, for the most part, makes you free, you'll probably be free pretty much." Who would want to rely on that? It's a promise which is no promise at all. The truth is, God said, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." Now that is a solid promise, and the Lord does not break his word to us, ever. Flexible words built into promises sound more like our leadership in government than it does our God and King, who is consistent and repeatable. No one follows anyone who passes out promises and are not actually promising anything. I wonder how many of us hear someone making promises which are no promises, and we want there to be something solid in their words so bad we are often willing to ignore the lack of character or sincerity. A promise is only as good as the person behind it. Did you get that? Let me say it again. A promise is only as good as the person behind it. We hear people in leadership say, more or less, or probably, and we rethink it into a big yes or no when that's not what they said. We want it all to work out so bad we are willing to imagine the other person saying things they never said, nor are they actually able to fulfill our illusion of them. I have met so many women at safe houses who have broken fingers, busted teeth, and wired up cheekbones who still tell themselves, "Oh, he was just having a bad day." Or, "He's not really like that. I'm sure I've irritated him beyond his ability to control himself." Please. I actually heard a man say, after having beaten his wife and kids, "Sometimes when she runs her mouth, it just pulls the slaps out of my hand." What? Now, man, you can't make up stuff like that. And do you know, She stayed with the man, telling herself his promises would make good someday, even though in the last 10 years they never had. He was consistent and repeatable, all right, but in a bad way for sure. Someday she may become disillusioned with the man, but then... She must have had an illusion to begin with in order to become disillusioned. Friends, we must break the illusion of relying on the promises of men and know only God Himself is reliable, and He means what He says every time, consistent and repeatable in all His ways.